talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Man, it was a little chilly. I had 18 at my house this morning. About 3/4 of an inch of ice on the cow tank I busted there, where the calves are on the wheat pasture. Oh, yeah, it was a little chilly. Hope everybody has a great day planned ahead. We got all kinds of things coming up. I'm going to try to play the recording from Patrick Shivers from Georgia on farm. What's up with what is wrong with our ag business? And we got that coming up. I have a little recording of Bigfoot. We went out last Saturday night down the along the bluff on the North Fork River looking for signs of Bigfoot, and we actually recorded a brief recording of sound of one Bigfoot. Maybe it might be the only live recording of how a Bigfoot sounds. So that's coming up. Today is the Taylor Ranch Day, and I have a six-pack of Taylor Ranch sweet barbecue seasoned beef snack sticks to give away today. Whole six pack. They're looking good. And here's the question. 580-225-9697. Text in your name and the answer. Are you guys ready? Here we go. How many dollars have exports added to each fed head slaughtered in the United States through the first 10 months of 2024? And this is multiple choice. I'm going to read the question to you again. How many dollars have exports added to each fed head slaughtered in the United States through the first 10 months of 2024? A, over $100. B, over $200. C, over $300. Or D, over $400. A, B, C, and D. I'll take the number five. I'll take number five to win a six pack of sweet barbecue seasoned beef snack sticks from the Taylor Ranch. All right, let's get on with it. See what temperatures we have right now. 49 degrees at Hooker, 47 at Slapout, 44 at Cherokee, 44 at Lahoma, 50 at Butler, 49 at Camargo, 54 at Eric, 52 at Hollis, and out here in the panhandle of Texas, 48 at Lipscomb, 55 at Miami, 54 at Dozer, and 55 at Odell. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of ag. Corn futures were modestly higher in overnight trading after the USDA slashed its outlook for ending stocks. Inventories at the end of the 24-25 marketing year on August 31st are now forecast at 1.738 billion bushels. That's down from a previous outlook of 1.938 billion, according to the USDA in its monthly World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report. Analysts polled by Rutgers were expected a much more modest decline to 1.906 billion. Increased forecasts for food, seed, and industrial use, ethanol production, and exports all led to the reduced outlook for inventories. Exports are now projected at 2.4 billion bushels. That's up from November forecast of 2.3. Corn used for ethanol is now seen at 5.5 billion bushels. That's up from 5.45 billion a month earlier. Soybean inventories at the end of the marketing year are now pegged at 470 million bushels, unchanged month to month, and just above the 469 million bushels forecast by analysts in the Rutgers poll. Wheat stockpiles on May 31st, the end of the grain 24-25 season, likely will come in at 795 million bushels, according to the USDA. That's down from the previous outlook for 815 million bushels. Analysts were expecting around 814 million bushels. Corn futures for March delivery rose a penny and a quarter to 450 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for March delivery added one and a quarter to 563 a bushel, while Kansas City futures were up a penny to 566 and three quarter cents a bushel. Soybean futures for January delivery fell 1¾ cents to 993 a bushel. Soy meal added 80 cents to 292.80 a short ton. And soybean oil was down 0.26 cents to 42.46 cents a pound. Beef production was forecast to plunge in 2025 amid restrictions on cattle imports from Mexico, the USDA said in its WADIS report. Mexico's chief veterinarian officer, informed the U.S. on November 22nd that a case of New World screwworm was found in cattle in southern Mexico. That led to the U.S. restricting imports of livestock into the U.S. from Mexico, USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services said last week. Beef output in the U.S. is now forecast to fall 5.1% year over year to 25.7 million pounds in 2025, the government said yesterday in that report. That's also lower than the November outlook of 26.3 million pounds. Reduced imports from Mexico will lead to lower feedlot placement throughout 2025 and curb beef output, especially in the second half of the year. While the screwworm outbreak could end sooner than expected and higher net imports are providing a partial offset, we see an increased risk of higher than expected beef costs in 2025, they said in a note to some clients. The firm also noticed that the USDA's initial estimates on beef costs have undershot actual prices by more than 14% in the past 4 years. I know somebody out there knows somebody in the, which department is that? The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. I want to know, is a lot of these cattle coming in from Mexico? Or are they coming from way on down south? Because this cow, bull, calf, whatever it was, that had this New World screwworm come in from south of Mexico and they caught it at the border. So that's got me thinking, what's going on there? I thought these were supposed to be true Mexican cattle. Somebody sliding some cattle in from other countries through the border saying it's Mexican cattle. You never know. You know, I'd say that Mexican border is not the most truest spot for honesty, if you get my drift on that deal. All right, let's see here. Weather. What's going on in our farm belt? It says snow showers are expected to move across central Illinois this afternoon, according to the National Weather Service. Visibility could be reduced to less than a half a mile with wind gusts up to 35. Temperatures will fall tonight into the low 20s, so any melting snow will likely freeze and create slippery roads. Next door in central Indiana, winds will peak at around 40 miles an hour. So there'll be some blowing snow there and then some wind chills also. Hey, what's up? All right. Let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. Again, the question is, I'm going to throw this question out there at you one more time. How many dollars have exports added to each fed head slaughtered in the United States through the first 10 months of 2024? A, over 100, B, over 200, 3, over 300, or D, over 400. we'll find us a winner at the next, end of the next segment. How about that? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops. But it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 6th. 2,779 head were sold. 13 head of steers at 420 brought 397.50. 12 at 460 brought 347.50. 4 at 495 brought 345. 5 at 545 brought 317.50. 24 at 763 brought 244.50. 6 head of heifers at 423 brought 328. 13 at 503 brought 289. 8 at 593 brought 255. 5 at 640. 6 brought 237, 8 at 728 brought 229.50, 30 at 792 brought 224, butcher cows were 30 to 140, butcher bulls 94 to 148, red cows were 1275 to 2925, pairs brought 2400 to 3475, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel, your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field getting your work done.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is a lot more than just a cattle show. See for yourself January 4th through the 16th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sale of elite genetics, something for every operation. Enjoy the commercial cattleman's luncheon January 9th at 11 a.m. with the commercial female replacement sale at 1 p.m. For a full schedule and sale information, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I'm about 50-50 on the correct answers, between the correct and wrong answers. Again, here is your question to win a six-pack of Taylor Ranch Sweet Barbecue Seasoned Beef Snack Sticks. And how many dollars have exports added to each fed head slaughtered in the United States through the first 10 months of 2024? A, over 100, B, 200, or over 200, C, over 300, or D, over 400? There's your Taylor Ranch question of the day. All right, let's check out some weather, ag weather out there in the Texas Panhandle. Dozer, 55 degrees, humidity's 23, the dew point's 18. The winds are out now out of the southwest instead of the north at 7 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 16 miles an hour. 468 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 47 degrees. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb Dealership's grain market update. Currently right now, March corn is 449, up 3/4. May is 456, up 1.5. Soybeans for January, 997, up 3. March is 1004, up 3.75. Soybean meal, January, 291.40, down 3/4. March is 298.30, unchanged. Soybean oil is for January, 42.85, up 13. Hard red winter wheat, March, 560 up, 568 up 2.25. May is 575 up 2.75. Cotton for next May, 71.06 up 37. Oil out of West Texas, January, 69.96 up 137. Natural gas, January, 335 up 18. The NASDAQ is up nicely. The S&P is up nicely. And the Dow's in the red. Let's see what cattle's doing. Live cattle for February, 189.85 up 82. April, 191.37 up 72. Feeder cattle for January, 257.95 up 62. March, 258.42 up 97. Lean hogs, February, 84.02 down 55. All right, I'm going to see if this will work. I don't know if it will or not. We're going to see. Because me and electronics aren't the best friends in the world. It's not the station's fault. It's not their train's fault. It's Jimmy's fault. I'm old and senile. So if you're not a Bigfoot believer, so be it. You have to be a believer to believe in Bigfoot. Anyway, there's different types of Sasquatches, Bigfoots in Oklahoma. They're way different in eastern Oklahoma. They're taller and skinnier. The ones here on the North Fork of the Red River kind of look like Lori Campbell's color. She wants to make a winter clothing line. They kind of look like a cake dust. And then up on the Canadian River, they're a little darker red, I guess because of the soil up there. But we've been studying Bigfoots around western Oklahoma, especially on the North Fork of the Red River, for about 5 years real hard here lately. We found some Sasquatch beds and stuff. But the other night, we went out around midnight so we wouldn't disturb the deer hunters. And we actually got a really brief recording. So let's see if this sounds off any good. That's a Sasquatch, people. All right, let's see here. Okay, the other day I was talking to you about Patrick Shivers out in Georgia. He's a farmer. He farms peanuts. He farms corn, cotton, milo. He no-tills. He tills. He does, as he says, pecans, but we call it, their true word is pecans. He does green beans. He does black-eyed peas. He's got it diverse. I want you guys, this is about 12 minutes long, so be patient and listen to it. It's a really good, it's really good. You need to listen to this. All right. There you have it, Mr. Patrick Shivers from Georgia. I thought it was a really interesting conversation. As you can hear, he was on his tractor sowing a wheat cover crop. And anyway, we had a few YouTube commercials come up in there, but I got them off there as quick as I could. So anyway, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. 580-225-9697. We do have a winner for the six-pack of Taylor Ranch Sweet Barbecue Seasoned Beef Snack Sticks. And the correct answer was D, over 400. The exact correct answer was actually $411 per fed head that it brings extra on exports. So there you have it. All right, let's take a Taylor Ranch break and be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
If you don't know what to put under the tree this year, Great Plains Kubota is offering a Kubota L2502 with a box scraper and rotary cutter for just $334 a month. That's right, a package deal at $334 a month at 0% APR for 84 months. Now through 12/31/24. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. Plus, check out the other great Kubota package deals only available at the brand that serves. Great Plains Kubota. Visit GPKubota.com for the location nearest you.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Oh, about 10, 15 years, somewhere 10, in there. Oh, because this is the best place to work in the world. Jill and Brandon are the best people to work for. You can't find any better. I'm the generator department manager. Take care of the generators, working on them, servicing them, installing them. Whatever you need, we got it. Well, we sell Generac. We're authorized sales and service dealer, and we're also sales and service for Kohler, but we work on them all. If you call, we're not afraid to tackle it. Oh, yeah, I've done electrical for a long time. Got my journeyman's card in 1978, so, or not 78, 87. Okay. So, yeah, in 87, I got my journeyman's card and worked for my dad for multiple years. And then I got the opportunity to come work for Jill and Brandon, and I've been here ever since. I've loved it every minute of it. I think it's the quality and the concern that Brandon and Jill have for their customers. They want the job done right, and you're going to do it right. And if you don't, then Brandon will tell you about it. So it's just that kind of quality that I enjoy in working for somebody that has that desire for the quality.
The big Black Friday sale is on at the Lipscomb family of dealerships. Get great big limited time discounts right now on new trucks and SUVs. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If you can drive it and it's made in the USA, then we're selling it for less at our six Lipscomb dealerships in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Good people and great big deals during our Black Friday sale. Now through the end of the month.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Alrighty, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. Excuse me, Putnam, 53 degrees, dew points 12, humidity's 19, winds are out of southwest at 9 with wind gust up to 12 right now. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 44 degrees, sunset at 5:22, 55 for a high today, 33 and mostly clear tonight, tomorrow partly sunny, 57 with south winds 15 to 18 with wind gusts up to 25. All right, yeah, we had us a winner. Like I said, the correct answer is D. And let's see here. I had one response from somebody listening to the Patrick there. He said, why I grow alfalfa. This is why he grows alfalfa. Also, if you're listening out there and you got some pecans, looking for some pecans in the shell, 580-309-0005. I know that number for some reason. I don't know why. 0005-309-0005. Looking for some pecans in the shell. All right, that's it. So what do you guys think about that? I think the man's on the right track. I think he's being honest about it. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm kind of doing what I'm doing. I've got the beef that we sell direct to consumers, processed beef. Sell it by the pound, hang weight, and they pay for the processing. That's the way you can legally do it in Oklahoma without a USDA license. And also I'm doing the high tunnel where I'm doing tomatoes. And I did have some people this past summer, say I was a little high on my tomatoes. But I knew what I needed to get because, you know, I had a startup cost on that high tunnel, even with the USDA's help and stuff like that. But it cost a lot. I had to put a water well in. This and that, and I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you the God's honest truth. It had a startup cost, and you know, I had to buy the almost 400 different plants, tomatoes, peppers, blah blah blah, and that stuff costs money. And it's homegrown. It's properly raised. It's not organic, but it's properly raised. Didn't use any chemicals in there. The only chemicals I used was I burned the rye down with Roundup before I put the weed mat down. And people go, oh my God, Roundup. Come on, people. Do your homework. You guys are, there's a lot of people out there just, oh, you hear Roundup. They're just, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, Roundup. If you read these lawsuits, especially the ones in California, it was from people in, actually inhaling it, not eating it, stuff like that. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to get into our doctor. I'm not going to get into the technical part. But glyphosate is probably one of the safest chemicals in the world that we use today. And then you hear all this stuff on the GMOs, non-GMOs, GMOs, GMOs, non-GMOs. Just panic like crazy. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, while we're on the subject, I'm going to tell you the only 10 crops in the United States that is GMO. And I'm going to find out here real quick, maybe. Might have to do it during the break. Yeah, what time is it? Oh, it's 12:48 here. We're going to take another Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden, Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. And I'm going to tell you what these 10 GMO crops that are the only ones grown in the United States. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with Maxi Gain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. Let us help you find your perfect mattress at the perfect price. Save on our entire line of spring air mattresses. Get 28% off any spring air mattress, including the copper and reserve line. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free. Come shop Western Oklahoma's largest furniture and appliance store, right next to Tractor Supply in Elk City.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I think every customer wants to be treated like they're the only customer. They want to be treated with respect. At First National Bank, every customer is important to us. Every customer does matter to us. And we try to treat each customer with respect and humanity. It doesn't matter if you have $2 million or $2, you're treated the same with respect and honesty. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Mangum, Oklahoma. Here is your Hope of Farming Garden Ag weather forecast. Remember, guys, ladies, men, kiddos, it's Christmas. I have so many good sponsors on my show, I don't even know where to start on Christmas gifts. One, you can go to Hobart Farm and Garden, buy guns and ammo and power tools, and there's gates outside. Your husband may really be proud of you if you bought him a new 16-foot green heavy-duty 14-gauge gate for Christmas. But anyway, they're really good. Camrock, man, bolt bin for your husband out in the barn. He'd love you forever. And then we got the banks. We got Great Plains Bank, First National Bank. Go open the savings accounts up for the kids. Buy your husband a new pivot from Knutson Irrigation, a Valley deal. I mean, we could just go on. Anyway, check it out. It's be jolly this year. All right, Mangum, 55 degrees, dew points 25, the humidity's 31, the winds are out of the south-southwest at 11 miles an hour, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 50 degrees, sunset at 527, sunny and 57 today, looks like we're going to get there tonight, 33 and mostly clear, tomorrow 59 degrees and mostly cloudy with south winds 14 to 22 with wind gusts up to 30. How about that? All right. I did not find my picture that had the 10 GMOs listed that are crops grown in the United States. I'm going to find that picture because I know I saved it. I just can't find it. I will tell you the wheat is not GMO. Okay. No matter what you hear, wheat is not GMO. And I hate it that I cannot get anybody to come on my show to talk about non-GMOs and GMOs. They'll talk about it on social media just to raise hell, get everybody stirred up, blood pressure up, and stuff like that. But an actual expert to actually come on and talk about the non-GMOs and the GMOs. I think GMO has its place. We have a lot of food to produce for the world. The farmers do. And if you'll sit there and think a little bit with some common sense about it, what is GMO? Let's say GMO corn. Let's start for example. One of the big purposes of the GMO corn is that it has some of the ingredients already in the seed to take care of the insects that bite it. Bad bugs bite into corn, okay? Or bad bugs bite into plants, period. Good bugs don't. So if it's in the plant or the ear or however you want to discuss this, when the bad bugs get in there and bite into them, it's going to do away with, it's going to rehome them, as I call it on the radio. It's going to rehome the bad insects, but nothing is done with the good insects, okay? Nothing happens to them. So if you don't have this genetically modified stuff going on with talking about corn, for example, here is there's what happens? The producer has to go out there with a spray rig and spray pesticides on the plants. When he's doing that, more than likely he's going to get the good bugs too. So you see what this is doing? It's actually saving the good bugs. The cost is already put into the plant of the pesticide for the most part, unless it's a grasshopper invasion and farmers can't do nothing about that. And so, it's just one of those deals. And so it's better for the environment. GMO corn is better for the environment than non-GMO. If you guys think about that, because if he's not out there spraying, it's not the spray's not drifting a little bit here and a little bit there. So it's just one of those deals that I just wish I could get somebody to come on and really talk about it that wasn't far left on the GMO deal. I need somebody to discuss it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. All right, snowflake. You guys like to talk about snowflakes? Well, this Snowflake, Arizona man was arrested for killing 22 cattle in a livestock cruelty case. Joseph Daniel Gibbons of Snowflake, Arizona was arrested for crimes against livestock after a thorough investigation by the Navajo County Sheriff's Office. Basically what it says, on August 22nd, it was reported to the Navajo County Sheriff's Office that a local cattle ranch located five deceased cattle in a pasture off of Hay Hollow Road in Snowflake. The report party advised the cattle suffered gunshot wounds. The cattle owner notified the Arizona Department of Agriculture Livestock Division, and investigation was initiated. NCSO detectives ultimately partnered with the Department of Ag investors and conducted a lengthy deal. So what it's believed is happened here that in Arizona is an open range state, okay? This means the responsibility for keeping livestock off the property falls on the property owner, not the livestock owner. Same thing in Wyoming. However, the property owner cannot shoot the livestock to prevent them from coming onto their property. And that's what happened. He shot 22 cows because they were coming on his property. And so Navajo County has numerous cattle growers currently raising cattle for sale to local customers, as well as small independent families raising cattle. Navajo County was built on the industry of raising cattle and maintains a deep history in the cattle business. My deputies will respond and investigate all reports of crimes against livestock. So he's been arrested for cruelty to animals. Keep that in mind when your neighbor's bull gets over on you. Just, you know, be careful what you do. You don't want to end up in jail. We are not open range here in Oklahoma, but I see some Hatfield McCoy stuff going on around here. So anyway, we're going to take a break and we come back. Or no, we're done. Sorry. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Adios. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Brought to you by the First National Bank of Trust, Elk City, and Sarah, Oklahoma.
You've got it locked on Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle's home for today's best country. Number one rated, 96.